Welcome to our first Sunday in Lent Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota, March 6, 2022. This is Pastor Olana. We open our service in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, keep record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. How is this confession receives absolution? Almighty God in His mercy has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgive all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ in His authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to promised land. Guide the people of your church that, following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world towards the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 1 through 11. When you come into the land that the Lord God is giving you for an inheritance, and have taken the possession of and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruits of the ground which are harvested from the land the Lord God is giving you, and you shall put it on the basket. And you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make His name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at the time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make response before the Lord your God, a wandering Aramean, my father, and he went down into the Egypt and sojourned there, few in numbers, and there he became a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us, and laid in us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our father, and the Lord heard our voice, and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And He brought us into the place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first fruit of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, and your Levites and the sojourner is among you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is taken from the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 8 through 13. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, and the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of our Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Holy Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It's written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacles of the temple, said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels and concerning you and guard you," and said, "On their hand they will bear up, and lest you strike your foot against the stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put your Lord, your God, to test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until the opportune time. This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Let us confess our confessions in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. In Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Jesus, refuge of the weary, blessed Redeemer, whom we love, mountain in life's desert dreary, Savior from the world above. Often have your eyes offended, gazed upon the sinner's fall, yet upon the cross extended, you have borne the pain of all. Do we pass that cross unheeding, breathing no repentant vow? Though we see you wounded, bleeding, see your thorn and circled brow, yet your sinless death has brought us life eternal, peace and rest. Only what your grace has taught us calms the sinner's deep distress. Jesus, may our hearts be burning with more fervent love for you. May our eyes be ever turning to behold your cross anew, till in glory parted never from the blessed Savior's side, graven in our hearts forever dwell the cross, the crucified.
A blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of the Epistle lesson for the first Sunday in Lent. We begin with prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, as we enter the season of Lent, we give you thanks for all the blessings we receive through your Son's suffering, death, and resurrection, which he did for our salvation. And now, as we hear your word today, we pray for your blessing on our ears and hearts, that your word may prove fruitful in our lives. We pray for the Spirit's blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. We entered the season of Lent the other day on Ash Wednesday. Lent is a season of solemnity, meditation, and for some a time of fasting. The Lenten season is 40 days long, not counting the Sundays. Because on Sundays, we continue remembering the resurrection so that we are not overcome by the sadness of Lent. The solemn season of Lent itself is a time during which we meditate on the sufferings Christ went through because of our sins. For some, it is also a season of fasting. If you choose to fast as a matter of self-discipline, read what Jesus says about fasting before you begin your fasting. Read it in Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18. We said Lent is also a time of meditation, and our meditation should start with God's Word. As God's Word comes to us in the Epistle lesson today, we hear how we are to use God's Word during this season, or any season for that matter. We read Romans 10, verses 8b to verse 13. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For man believes with his heart and so is justified, and he confesses with his lips and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and bestows his riches upon all who call upon him. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Thus far the reading. The word of God is called here a word of faith. It is called that because it moves our heart to speak of our faith with our lips. Our hearts receive God's word as it is preached by our pastors, teachers, and missionaries. As we hear about our salvation in Jesus Christ, our hearts are moved as the apostle writes this. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For man believes with his heart, and so is justified, and he confesses with his lips, and so is saved. There is that beautiful word, justified. It is the word that describes how God saves us through Christ. God no longer imputes my sins against me, but declares me righteous in his sight. The apostle describes this in another way, when he writes in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, for our sake he made him, that's Jesus Christ, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him, that is Jesus Christ, in him, we might become the righteousness of God. Paul bases his statement about being saved by faith in Jesus Christ on God's word in the Old Testament. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no shame in believing the truth, and the truth is that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. For this we thank and praise our gracious and loving God through Jesus Christ. The Word of God has not only been preached to us and also the believers before us, but that Word needs to go beyond us now. Before he ascended into heaven, Jesus said that we are to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That's in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. First of all, then, the Word of God is to be preached before all people, just as Jesus commanded it. Secondly, the Apostle Paul reminds us that there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and bestows his riches upon all who call upon him. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. A key word here is the word Lord. By faith, a person calls Jesus Christ his Lord, because the word for Lord, which is from the original Greek, sounds like curious. It has four stages of meaning. The first is, it is the normal title of respect, like the English word sir, or the French word monsieur, or the German word Herr. It is the normal title of the Roman emperors. It is the normal title of the Greek gods prefaced before the god's name, like Kyrios, Serapis. In the Greek translation of the Hebrew scriptures, it is the regular translation of the divine name, Yahweh, or in some translations, Jehovah. If a person calls Jesus Lord, he was saying he was in a relationship with him, like with a king or emperor. As a matter of fact, he is ranking Jesus with God. He is giving Jesus Christ the supreme place in his life. He is pledging him implicit obedience and reverent worship. To call Jesus Christ Lord is to consider him our gracious God. By faith, believing Jesus is Lord, and to say Jesus is Lord, means to love him and obey him. A Christian believes that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. The resurrection is an essential of Christian belief. The Christian must believe not only that Jesus lived, but also that he is living and ruling as our Lord today. He must not only know about Christ, we must know him. We are not only studying a historical personage, however great. He is living now with us in his presence. We must know not only Jesus dying on the cross, we must know Jesus Christ as the victor over death and the grave. A Christian must not only know and believe in his heart, he must also confess with his lips. Christianity is a belief plus confession. It involves witness before all people. Not only God, but also our fellow men must know what side we are on. Therefore, we confess publicly that Jesus Christ is our Lord, and therefore we serve him with our lives. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, as members of your church, help us live in readiness for the last day when you will return in glory. As we hear and obey your word, send your Spirit to strengthen our faith and guide us in holy living, and make us bold in confessing your name publicly. It is these blessings, Heavenly Father, that we seek. In Jesus' name, amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Me.